Jesus, I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust in His presence daily. Can we take it again?
Father, we worship you and we appreciate you for this beautiful day. Thank you because unto you shall the garden of your people be. As we go into your word this morning, I ask that your word will come out with power, with grace, and with anointing. Lord, I pray that today you will accomplish that which seems impossible unto every man this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, it shall not be mere word of man. It shall be the word of grace and anointing. Lord, I ask that you cause me to speak a word in season to them that are weary. And I pray that this morning there will be a new testimony in the lives of your people. Thank you, Lord God. Let your word have its way in the lives of our people. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Let's dance together for the Lord. I want to bless the name of the Lord for this morning. At the beginning of this year, there were some prophecies, and I remember that I did tell the church that for many of us, this year is going to be a time of visitation and new things. I hope you remember. Let me tell you of a truth, that some people are already receiving their visitations, and new things have begun to happen in the life of some, and the testimony they will share at the appropriate time. But I do realize and I'm aware that for so many also, they are still waiting and expecting that visitation. They are still longing and waiting for that new thing. And from the beginning of August this year, God has started speaking to me that we need strength to push through to the finishing line and get that what belongs unto us. And I want to thank God for the Spirit of God in this place. Right from the beginning of this morning, if you remember from the time that Brock Peter started the workers' prayer meeting, what did he start talking about? Strength. By the time Pastor Otoe wanted to open the service, what is talk about? Strength. And by the time we are going to the prayer administration in the same strength. This morning, I am going to speak on what I call the virtues of Cushai. The virtues of Cushai. We have two people who seem to epitomize the kind of two-sided type of people we have in the world. Those who run very fast and those who just run steadily. And I've talked about the other person before. I've preached about Ahimaaz, the fastest runner in the land. But today, God has laid it on my mind to speak unto us on the virtues of Cushai as we try to push ahead to the finishing line this year and get the trophy which the Lord has reserved for us. I want us to open our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 18. We are going to read about 12 or 13 verses, starting from verse 20. And I want the media to please project for me. 2 Samuel chapter 18, starting from verse 20. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day, thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Verse 21. Then said Joab to Cushai, go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushai bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Verse 22. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but howsoever, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushai. The next verse. And David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof, over to the gate, unto the well, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone. And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near. Verse 26. And the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, if me thinketh, the running of the foreman is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man and cometh with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And all is well. And he fell down on the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord my thy God, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hands against my lord the king. Verse 29. And the king said, is the young man Absalom saved? And I must answer, when Joab sent the king's servant and me thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what.
Verse 30.
And the king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. Verse 31. And behold, Cushai came. And Cushai said, tidings, my lord the king. For the Lord had avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. Verse 31, which is the last verse we are reading now. And the king said unto Cushai, is the young man Absalom saved? And Cushai answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee aught be as that young man is. Many of us are familiar with this story. Ahimaaz and Cushai. But there are certain things I want us to know and which God wants us to look at this morning about the virtues of this man called Cushai. Cushai was a man of lesser pedigree. If you look at the curriculum vitae of Ahimaaz, the Bible says he was the son of Zadok, and Zadok was the priest in Israel. So he came from a generation, a Bragan that was highly recommended. And apart from that, he himself has some speed, he could run very fast. And apart from that, the king, by knowing by reputation, is a good man. But Cushai was not known so much. Historically, Cushai was an Ethiopian. And by general knowledge, he was just an average man. But one thing that I want us to know about Cushai, not just want a few things. Number one, Cushai understood divine timing. He knew there is a time for every man. There is this day, there is another day. Many people consider this day, they don't think of another day. When Joel was speaking, he said, thou shalt bear tidy, another day. But you have no tidy this day. That was what he told Ahimaaz. When some people don't have good news this day, and they begin to look sorrowful. When people don't have testimony this day, they become mournful. When people don't have breakthrough this day, and they think the world is collapsing, they don't realize there is another day. Today might be a day of waiting, but another day may be a day of celebration. Cushai recognized the fact that there is a divine timing. If there's anybody who has been feeling low this year, let me tell you, even before the end of this year, your time of celebration will come. That is one lesson that Ahimaaz did not recognize. But Cushai knew that there is this day and there is another day. And if you recognize that this day, there's another day, you know that nobody can be abandoned. And one other thing I want us to know about Cushai. He was a man who knew what it means to wait and listen. He waited to hear instruction from Joab, and he listened to Joab. Ahimaaz was not ready to listen to anybody. He was ready to listen to his own prompting and what he thought he needed at that point in time. As we are moving on in this year with the promises God has given us, I want to encourage you to wait, going to wait on Him. And as you wait on Him, listen to Him, He's going to speak to you. He's going to guide you. He's going to lead you. He's going to direct you. Cushai knew what it means to wait and what it means to listen. He listened to instruction. Exactly what God told him. I mean, what Joab told him. And I believe God was speaking through Joab. That was exactly what he did. Let me tell you something. When you wait on God, God is going to give you your own peculiar direction. Because you have to recognize that whatever is for you has to come directly unto you. And so whatever God gives order belongs to them. But wait for your own. Because you are the only original of yourself. Any other imitation is just a carbon copy. So, Cushai, apart from realizing the importance of divine timing, he also knew what it means to wait and listen. And from the passage that we read, we can also see that Cushai was a man that realized that the race of life, it's not just a competition with others. As a matter of fact, you only need to compete with yourself. Don't say, this person, he has this testimony. That person, he has that one, she has that one to say. That, and you are now beginning to see yourself, where am I? But let me tell you something. You are the only one that can defeat yourself in the race of life. Cushai realized that in running his race, he didn't need to compete with Ahimaaz. He only needed to compete with himself. So the race that you are running is not just about speed, but it's about faith, about focus. God has reserved a glory. God has reserved a trophy. God has reserved a reward for everybody. And so there is no need to begin to be jealous. There is no need to begin to be envious. Just focus. If you wait on God and you listen to God and you know what God has told you, be steadfast with it. It does not matter how many people are running on the fast lane. Just keep to your own lane. Nobody, as long as you are on the lane of purpose, nobody can overtake you. Anybody that seems that is overtaking you, just wasting his time. You are the only one that can defeat yourself on the lane of purpose. Nobody. And so, if you realize that Cushai, you will not be jealous. You will not be envious. Let me tell you, as good as Ahimaaz was, as noble as he was, even with his pedigree and everything that he had, he was a very jealous man. You look at verse, let's look at that verse 22 again. Look at something that Ahimaaz said about Cushai. Cushai of lesser pedigree, Cushai that was less known, Cushai that was an Ethiopian. Look at a man that came from the general of the priest, who had a reputation of being the marathon medal winner in the land. Who had everything going to him. He said, then Ahimaaz said, Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab. But I said, let me run. I pray thee also afterward. After who? After Cushai. Which means the thing was not actually to go and deliver the message, but he wanted to be sure that Cushai was not the one that would get that honor. It was the time of Cushai to be celebrated. But then, Ahimaaz believed that he was the one that would get that. Like if you know the story of Ahimaaz, he had been delivering good news before. Yeah, if you go to this Second Samuel chapter 17. So, okay, let's just backtrack. Go to Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 15 to 22. Look at this. What Ahimaaz had done before. Second Samuel chapter 17, verse 15 to 22. Quickly, just to tell you the kind of he was used to it. Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, thus and thus the Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counsel. Now, verse 16. Now, therefore, send quickly. Listen, you have to send somebody who can run fast. Send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that are with him. Verse 17. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stay by Enrogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city. They didn't want to be seen. They had to hide. And a wench went and told them, and they went and told King David. So they had to secretly send someone to send the message to King David. Then look at what happened afterward, verse 19. The verse. Nevertheless, Elah saw them and told Absalom, but they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which are the word in the court, whither they went down. Verse 19. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. Verse 20. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman, to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said unto them, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they are sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. Verse 21. And it came to pass, after they were departed, that they came up out of the way and went and told King David, and said unto David, arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus at Ahithophel counsel against you. Verse 10, which is the last verse we are reading for now. Then David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan by the morning light. Then there lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. So when Absalom rose against David, and there was a news to be taken to David to deliver him, to save him and the people, it was Ahithophel that led the race along with Jonathan. He risked his life for the king. He put his neck on the chopping board. And even despite that, he was trying to hide, somebody saw him. And by grace, they ran to the compound and they had to look for a way. Went inside the way. And God steered the woman up. The woman just used something to cover the way, and then used the grounded corn and spread it. So that was the saving grace. You could see the kind of reputation he had with the King David. Are you listening to me? You can see that he had a special place of honor. When David said he's a good man, he knew what he was saying. So there was other news to be taken to King David. He didn't want any other person to get that honor. He wanted to be the one. And he knew that he had better ability. He said, let me also run after Hushai. See, envy and jealousy are part of the thing destroying the church of God today. Part of the thing destroying the body of Christ. When you talk about they might look similar, but they are not the same thing. Envy, see, when you don't want, how do I describe envy now? When somebody is, you know, is making it, is making progress, you are silently unhappy. Let me give you an example. Somebody buys a new car. He comes to celebrate it. People are rejoicing. But because you are envious, say, why should this person have it and I'm not having it? Why should it be him and not me? So suddenly, that person has an accident. And people are, I saw barefoot. The thing has gone into yourself. That way it was running too fast. When brethren run into trouble these days, and people begin to hammer them, they are not hammering them because the person was faulty. They are hammering them from the point of view of envy. Because they have been envious of these people before. They are only waiting for just a little mistake. Then they will now unload and abandon their envious mind. So, jealousy is even more serious. When someone is jealous, when your brother is happy, you are sad. And when your brother is sad, then that's when you are happy. Say, whatever I cannot have, he must not have. When you look at the story of the two allots that King David, King Solomon settled their case, what happened? It was just jealousy. That if my own child, if a woman, no matter, I believe that allot was drunk. Because there's no serious mother who would just sleep on the baby overnight and kill the baby. I believe she was not only a lot, she was a drunkard. That's my own interpretation. She must be so drunk that she slept and then rolled over the baby. But now realize that her baby was dying, she could not bear the fact that she would not have a baby and her friend would have a baby. So it's either I have it or we don't have it. Well, you see, 80% of the problem in the church today, they can be traced to envy and jealousy. We bowed mouth, we discredit, we pull down ourselves because we are envious, because we are jealous. You can easily see the fault in your brother or your sister because you are envious or you are jealous. Many of us, when we point out at the problem our brother are having, yes, they might be that problem, but ask yourself, are you genuinely pointing out that problem? Or you are pointing out because you are envious of something about him or her, or you are jealous about something about him or her. So Ahimaaz, despite the higher pedigree, was a very jealous person, was very, very anxious. Let me run also after Cushai. Why must he run after Cushai? But you see, as I was saying, Cushai. Eventually, when Ahimaaz ran after Cushai, what happened? He overtook Cushai, but Cushai kept his cool. Let me tell you, sincerely speaking, if I want to be, you know, in the shoe of Cushai, immediately I'm overtaken by Ahimaaz. I don't think I will run again. I just take it easy. It's either I go back or I just walk steadily and judge. What is there for me again? This is the only opportunity I have to be celebrated. And I was one that was given the assignment, but the person that was not given, but who's better known, who's better reputed? He was better known before, he had better reputed before David. He had run ahead of him. What message again was he to go and deliver? But Cushai, even though it appeared he was left behind, he did not abandon the race. He kept steadily. My friend, it does not matter. Your colleagues, your friends might look as if they are gone ahead of you today. Don't abandon the cause. Don't be weary because of that. Don't give up in pursuing your own cause. Don't abandon the race. Your trophy is still waiting for you. They may go ahead of you. Number one, it does not mean they will arrive before you. Even if they arrive before you, it doesn't mean they are going to get what belongs to you. I believe Cushai recognized this fact, that what belonged unto him was reserved for him. He didn't stop running. He didn't lose faith. He didn't become so weary. Man, we say, I've been praying since beginning of January. Why do I need to pray again? It's almost gone. It's God. Let him do whatever he wants to do. I've been fasting. Say, what's there again? Hey, I've been committed. Hey, what's it? Let me just take it easy. Whatever we be, we be. But no. Cushai, despite the fact that he was overtaken, what did he do? He kept running. He kept running. He knew that at the end of the day, there was something that was supposed to accomplish, and there was a glory that was left for him. Let me tell you this morning. It does not matter where you are in the race of life. It does not matter whether you felt left behind. But today, I prophesy to your life, you will not miss your own portion in the mighty name of Jesus. But something significant happened. I believe that Cushai realized the power of God to overrule. He had faith that God cannot lie. Joel said, told Ahimaaz, you don't have the tidings today. This man had the tidings. But the man that was not supposed to have the tidings went ahead of him. But he knew that if God said it, God must bring it to pass. What happened? Look at verse 31. Look at verse, let's go to verse 30 and 31. Just look at it. Can we read that one? And the king said unto him, turn aside and stand there. And he turned aside and stood still. Now, verse 31. And behold, Cushai came, and Cushai said, tidings, my Lord. God compelled his competitor to turn aside and stand still so that he can come the champion and receive the glory. Let me tell you, God will make a way for you. It was God that made the way for Cushai. Cushai realized the invisible hand, the invisible hand can make a way. Even when Ahimaaz got there, he was to turn aside. I speak unto every force, every power, every agency competing against your destiny, competing against the purpose of God in your life. Today, they are going to turn aside and stand still, and you are going to move forward and get that belong to you in the mighty name of Jesus. My brother and my sister, don't begin to see life as competition. Don't begin to get worried that some people are getting it, they are getting it, you are not getting it. Let us learn from the virtues of Cushai. They may seem as if they are gaining upper hand. They may have better conditions. They may have an advantage. But you have your own timing. You have your own track. You have your own path. That's why I say, wait on God and listen unto him. When you wait on God,
and you listen to him, and he tells you what is for you, no matter what happens, no matter how long it takes, no matter how slow, once you keep on the path of purpose, you are going to get there. And I speak unto everyone this morning who is getting weary, who is getting tired, who is getting discouraged, who is getting confused, who is feeling low. My God, we make a way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are losing strength. My God, we strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you, nobody can take what belongs to you. It was Cushai that was meant to have that honor. But Ahimaaz thought he would cheat him. He will use his strength. If there's anybody today who is being under any oppression of those who are powerful than you, those who are more enabled than you, those who are more advantageous than you, and because of that, they are repressing you. They want to pull down your glory. They don't want your star to shine. Today, the Lord will command, and they're going to turn aside, just like Ahimaaz, and the God will make a way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Focus on God. Strengthen yourself. Don't abandon the race. Don't give up on your purpose. Believe that God is able to do that which he has said. No power, no man, no agency has the ability to overwrite what God has written concerning your life. So why are you discouraged? Why are you bothered? Those who are running fast, let them run fast. Those who are moving, let them move slow. But you don't get distracted. Keep on focus. Cushai did not give up. Even when he was late, I believe at that point in time, they were already clapping for Ahimaaz. I mean, at that point in time, nobody was looking in the direction of Cushai again. They thought the man who knew very well is a good man. It's not the first time. He has done it before. So he has done it again. And nobody was waiting for him. But everybody stood still until Cushai came. Everybody's going to stand still until you get your own honor. I said, this year, you will be celebrated. Amen. This year, you will be honored. Amen. This year, the Lord will make a way for you. Amen. Can we stand on our feet this morning? I want us to spend some time to pray. I want us to spend some time to pray. God, we make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see.
He will make a way for me.
Oh, he will be my guide, holding closely to his side. With love and strength for his children.
Strength for his children,
make a way.
teach me.
Begin to pray this morning over every outstanding issues in your life this year. Yes, look at January and look at your list. What are the outstanding issues? I want you to begin to commit unto the hands of the Lord this morning. That God whom you serve and God who we serve, we make a way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you must have that, your testimony. Yes, you must have that testimony. Begin to cry unto God this morning. Begin to speak unto God this morning. That every matter that is outstanding, everything that you are yet to tick on your list, that this morning, the Lord will send his agency. The Lord will send his angels. The Lord will send his power to make a way for you. To have this testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Ma antala baba. Rookos ki baba sambali angaga. Raida kaka 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 sambala baba. Raide ke si baba kantalaba. Rauda si makashi balaba. Rookos ku baba ska andalaba. Reke ke 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 ke. Raanda kus ke bobos ko boliba. Ra indikis kabababa, ra endu saiba baba, ra indu sobobo kontoliba, rekekeke sepoliba, ra andakush kebo, rugagaga sibo, re enshi baba kantalaba, endika sabala garumama, renge sepo koshoboliga. In the mighty name of Jesus, now you're any area where you are losing strength, you are getting weary, you are getting weak, you are getting tired, begin to add that the strength of Israel will strengthen you. Begin to add that God will strengthen you. Begin to add that God will strengthen you. Begin to add that God will strengthen you. That you will not be weak. That you will not be weary. You will not be tired. Begin to add that God will strengthen you. On to get to the finishing line. God will strengthen you to push to the finishing line. Begin to add that God will strengthen you in the mighty name of Makatalaba. Mekus kababa, rekes kebobobo kontoliba, raanta takatulibaba, raanga gagaga sipolibu, ruga gaga sipo, reenge sepo popo, raanda kasabalaba, rekesu baba kashimbo libaba, raandu sikababa, raanda kasai balu karibaba, rekekeke sabalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, now Ahimaaz overtook Cushai. But at the end of the day, what was meant for Cushai was still reserved for him. Begin to pray that this year, everything that God has proposed for me, it will not elude me. What God has said concerning me, it will come to pass. Now begin to decree and begin to pray. Ma into libaba, raisi papa, reensi kapulaba. Reenso kapala baba, reke sempopo, roko sopole baba, reento kokorobo, raandi sepopo, raanga saba baba, raanga sambalaba, reke sepopo, ranga gaga sambalaba, ranga sababa, ibobo sopole baba karabashandalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Do Cushai was meant to receive that honor or want to break the news. But two factors connive against him. Number one, his own inability. He wanted to run, but couldn't run fast enough. So you are going to pray for enablement that you require. Secondly, apart from his own inability, he also came under stiff competition from those who are more powerful than him. Haima said, let me run after Cushai. There are some that don't want you to get what God belongs unto you. They might be human agents. They might be spiritual beings. They might be spiritual circumstances. But there are certain things that are connived together. I said, look, this guy will not get it. Haima said, I must run after
Cushai. No, his name must not be written in the book of honor. No, he must not be among those to be celebrated. It's me and me and me alone. But what God did, God made, compelled him to stand still. All his effort he made was saying, "Futile." We are going to pray two prayers now. Number one, that God will strengthen you, give you enablement that you need to accomplish what God has proposed for you. And secondly, God will deal with every opposition against the cancer and the purpose of God for your life this year. That God will defeat you, may not have the power to do that. Cushai didn't have that power, but God did it for him. That God will go beyond your own strength, God beyond your ability, and God will put the enemy to shame. God will put every opposition against your life to shame. In that mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray. Mansaka papa, rekekeke sepoli baba, ra antili baba sandalaba, rekesi baba, renseku baba, reensaku baba, ra ida kashkamba baba, ra ika kakakaka sadalaba, ra kakakaka sapalaba, ra anda kakakaka sapapa, ra inga gagagagaga simba, ra ido koko koko sompoli ba, re ekekekeke, ra anda kuska baba, rensu ba ila karia, re inda unsoko pupu, ra ida si baba. Raanduka skepolima mensekeke reenduka skandalia rainda saibaluaga raida kakakakaka raubaka skababa shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody stand up and open your eyes and just stand up and look at me. Now listen to me. The Lord showed me a revelation. I'm trying to see how I can interpret it. I saw a man. He had two lions. One on the right, one on the left. And as he appeared, I was actually not really scared. Usually I should be, I was not afraid. But I was wondering, it was about to unleash those two lions. One on the right. He was about to unleash those, and those lions were very ferocious. And suddenly I just saw the man enter a cage. I didn't know how the cage came. Enter the cage with the lion. The man became weak, and the two lions slept off. And all of them were inside the cage. The man was paralyzed. The two lions are just, it's as if they were snoring. I don't know. I'm trying to interpret what that may be. I believe that God has already incapacitated the enemy trying to pray over your destiny. God has incapacitated. Now you are going to pray into it. If you are better interpreting than me, you can let me know. But that's, I don't know whether anybody has any other interpretation. That's what I saw. The man came with two lions, one on the right, one on the left, and the lion was, as he was about to unleash them. But suddenly a cage came from so nowhere, and the three of them were inside the cage. The man became paralyzed, and then the two lions slept off. So we are going to pray. Every enemy, I want to pray your testimony. There are some people. There are some testimony that God had designed for you this year, and the enemy want to pray on it. That God, only then was in longer. Baba can lay. Can you hear Tom Halle, mommy? I got calling you, Embama.
Baba Foliti. Baba Kalini. Can you hear Tom Halle, mommy? Bami Muso. Balenu. Baba Kaleyi, Balenu, Baba Kaleyi, Inu Ayeti Ale Mami, Bami Musko, Balenu, Baba Kaleyi, Balenu, Baba Kaleyi, Inu Ayeti Ale Mami, Bami Musko, Balenu, Baba Kaleyi, Balenu, Baba Kaleyi. Ale
I want us to pray. Every predator that the enemy, there are some predator that the enemy has want to unleash, to pray on destinies of people, to pray on your test, on the testimony. Not because that God is going to deal with those predators. Every predator over our lives, over our testimony, over our destiny. Today, the Lord is going to incapacitate them. The Lord is going to bind them. The Lord is going to constrain them. The Lord is going to give them, put them under bondage, under chains, under lock and key. They will not be able to perform the enterprise. In the mighty name of Jesus, manga talababa, rekekeke supa papa papa, raanga gaga gaga gaga, rainde kekekeke supa papa, reente te te de baba, raanda kuka kaka samba laba, raanda kus kebobo, reente te 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 liga, raanda kus kebobo, rusa kaka kaka, raanda kaka kaka, rainda kas kaba baba, reento go supa po. Reiga gaga gaga, raandu sekekekeke, raanda kus kebobo kontoliba, raanda kasabalaba, raga gaga sandalaga, makaka sa papa papa, rakaka sa papa, raanga gaga supopo, ruga sampalaba, rekekeke sempeli, rekekus kababa, ranga gaga sandalaba, inga gaga sampalaga, maka sampaliga, ma usekekeke, raandu se popo. Ronso kopopo shandalaba. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let me call Pastor Wee to come and pray on that. And I will just pray one more prayer and then we'll wind up. Is it on?
Shall we release ourselves to the hand of the Lord? Just release yourself to the hand of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Thank you very much because your purpose for our lives cannot be thwarted. Your counsel cannot be aborted. Your will cannot be destroyed. Yea, Lord, the Bible says, even if heaven and earth will pass away, your word must come to pass. Lord, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we declare that every enemy, forces that are fighting, that are contending, Lord of heaven, the forces that are saying they will not permit us, oh God, to enter into the fullness of your purpose and your counsel. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree their destruction. We decree their destruction now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the power of the Lord, their destruction now. In the name of Jesus. Father, all the lions of the land that are after your counsel and purpose, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the ground to open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord of glory, oh Lord of vengeance, Lord, will you not arise? For the time of favor Zion has come. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we demand, oh Lord, your vengeance upon all the lions. In the name of Jesus Christ. And every life that has been caged, every life that is sleeping with the lion, oh Lord, every life that is weary, that is tired, Lord, by the reason of the pressure from the lion, every threat, every form of harassment, every form of intimidation from the lion, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we escape! We escape! We escape from the cage of the enemy in the name of Jesus! Oh, Father, by the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, we command, Lord, that the cage, oh God, that the enemy thoughts, it will lock us inside. We lock the enemy inside. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says, the head of the wicked shall be turned unto her. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree that every head of the wicked will turn your head to the cage that you have prepared in line with what happened to Haman. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. For your people shall advance. We shall wake up. Lord, we shall not be discouraged. We shall move in your strength. We shall move in your power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Finally, we just pray together that every elongation, every unnecessary elongation introduced to your course, on your path, that God is going to remove it. Some journey that should take short time is taking long time. That God will cut off every unnecessary elongation of journey to the purpose, of journey of destiny. Every elongation today will cut off. Yes, what should be achieved within a short time? It's taking a longer time. Begin to ask, every unnecessary elongation be introduced into your life. For in any part, God is going to remove it today, cut it short and eliminate it. Totally and completely, in the mighty name of Jesus, Mantalaba, Mesu Kakaka, Reensi Kakaka, Ranta Kakaka Siba, Reinteko Skopopo, Ronko Sopopo Shibaliga, Rainde Sopapa, Raanda Sadalababa, Rekes Keboba, Raindu Suboboko Skumbuliba, Raanda Saili Baba, Reengo Sumpa Shadalaga, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, this morning, every unnecessary elongation that I've introduced to life of your people on their path of purpose, Lord, today I cut it off in the mighty name of Jesus. Every unnecessary meandering, every unnecessary moving in the circles, every unnecessary perambulating on the path of purpose in the journey of destiny, I bring a sudden hand unto it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your people will no longer be harassed. Every agency harassing your people, they will come under lock and key in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.